The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
This week on the show, Missouri strikes down a law that would ban people from protesting within 300 feet of a military funeral. Great for free speech, but it's also great for Fred Phelps. A man in Detroit credits his dog for saving his life, not for getting the ranger when he fell down the well, but for chewing his toe off. And remember those gadgets that scanned your eye in Minority Report, letting the cops know where you were at all times? Well, that's not the future. It's already happening. Ladies and gentlemen, always a pleasure to have you here on our little show. It's the 2 Cent Show for August 21st, 2010. I'm your host, Tuesday Randy Griffin, and with me here, as always, is my host. I don't even know what your name is. If you do, I'll call you, like, you know, Jibba Noobas. Fox Canuba Zayla. You know, that's what you are. You're a Fox Canuba Zayla now.
I have seven different names.
It's almost biblical.
It's almost biblical.
By the way, we apologize for all the shit blowing around in the background. It's hot.
It is hot in here.
We're keeping the fan blowing today. We don't care.
I'm over here sweating like a dog in heat while horses are raping its ass and it's sucking the dick of a pig.
What exactly is that like? I'm unfamiliar.
You can see it right here.
Well, shit. I was about to say, you know, you're not a bad looking man. Maybe I should go out and try that myself, because it's done a lot for you. And to, I mean, yes, we have the vapors.
We have the vapors. I'm going through the change, girl.
Girlfriend. Got to do that. Oh, come on. It's a gay thing. It didn't matter how, you know, if I walk down the street, it didn't matter, you know, how much gay I don't look. You got to have your moments.
Yes.
You got to have your moments.
Everyone does. Yes. Everyone should, and everyone better.
Yeah.
Have that moment.
If they're gay. Hey, Bon, I got a question for you.
What's real quick question?
Your camera's not on yet, so, but I can't actually hear the playback. Do we have any levels coming through the for the music? Oh yeah, I can hear it. Never mind.
Very slight.
That's okay. It's enough.
It's there.
Yeah, I think the monitor's just a little bit low today is what it is.
It's fine. We can hear the music. Cool. They can hear us talk. We're good to go.
So I have, we have 20 tickets left for my Comedy Store performance in Hollywood. 20, that's it. They're $10 a piece. If you want to come see me in Hollywood at the Comedy Store, then write to me too at ranting-griffin.com and I can sell you some tickets. You can go over there. Actually, at this point, it's actually turning into be, you know, kind of a furry gather. People have been like, hey, should we wear it? Ears and tails? It's like, no. Don't do that. They're not expecting that shit. This is a normal place. Actually, they kind of expect people to wear button-ups, you know, and stuff. And I love the sign on the door, "Hecklers will be removed." Yay!
I'm going to heckle
you. Hey, you will be removed.
They going to have to bring in the National Guard to get me out of there.
Oh, man. Well, you got your tickets. Everybody's got tickets. So that's going on September 16th. And if you want to show up and watch me perform, then I'd certainly appreciate it.
I'll be there drunk. Then
perform.
I'm just laughing, drinking, and drunk. He's performing, drinking, and drunk.
So it's all going to be good. It's going to be a clusterfuck. But it'll be okay. Actually, Ed, also, don't forget, October 1st through the 3rd, Antheria.
Yes,
in Antheria. Los Angeles. Antheria. I've decided Antheria. That's what we need. We need a particular, you know, catch kind of voice for it, because we need people to register for this thing, but when we just say Antheria, it doesn't stick. So we need to say, put a little accent with it. Go, Antheria.
I can't do that.
Antheria.
How about you drop A?
Antheria.net.org.
Antheria.org.
There you go. Go to Antheria.org and join us there for the latest FurCon, the newest FurCon in California.
And I think that if they're California residents,
yep,
that they get a $75 super sponsor.
Yeah, that's true. They get a discount of California residents. If you're out of state, fuck you.
Fuck you.
You got to pay all. We're going to have Stan Sakai's going to be there. We got Uncle Kage showing up. We got Matt Evil's going to be there. We got Bucktown Tiger's going to show up and do a rap show for us. It's
we
gonna,
have this one.
I will also be there. Actually, it will be the first stage I will perform on after the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
So,
And actually,
Buddha suit.
If you went to FCN and you saw Alcohol Appreciation Panel.
Yep. With me and Kage and him are going to do the alcohol. It's basically where we set up a lot of booze. We talk about the intricacies of enjoying booze while we're drinking it. And by the end of the show, we have no the fuck idea where we are. So that is something that's going to be hopefully fun. Here's a weird thing. I feed the birds every day. I'm just outside the studio. I love birds. They're so cute.
And yeah, the birds that he feeds wake me up every fucking morning.
Yes, they do. Glorious.
They spit on my windowsill.
I tell them to do that. You want, how many more icons do you want made of you? What's wrong with you? Do you know?
Hello. I don't even think about it.
Hello, YouTube poop. God. And I'm not going to make this one. I made the last one. but no, they're there. And then one day I threw out the feed, and nobody showed up. They weren't there. There was not a single bird.
There was a bunch of feed out there that liked the last.
Well, okay, today some of them came down and got it. We were thinking that maybe there's, you know, when you're in California and all the birds disappear one day, you can't help but think, you know,
what's gonna happen?
Is this shit gonna get ugly? Is it gonna have the big one? I'm gonna fall off? Because you know, if we're gonna fall
they
off
know
in the ocean,
we do.
They get the teletext long before humans do. So they would just fly the fuck. Just fuck y'all, and they're gone. So yeah, a little bit worried about that. But they started coming back. And did you hear about the guy that fell off the platform at Disney?
Yeah.
Dude fell off a platform.
I worked over here. You didn't think I didn't hear about it?
Some guy was on the Tower of Terror ride and injured himself in line. Not the ride. He injured himself in fucking line. How much of a moron do you have to be?
Do you know the story behind it?
Yeah, well, apparently he was like saying, wouldn't it be funny if somebody fell off of here?
No.
He hung over the side.
He was showing his friends. Doesn't it look like I'm falling?
Oh,
and fell.
Fell. 20 feet, I heard.
20 feet.
Busted his head open.
Now, it would be just like anyone else who hurts himself at Disney, and I do not suggest you do this, but I bet you he got a lifetime pass to Disney.
You think so?
Just like the dude that tried to kill himself and jumped off the bridge at Disney a couple years ago.
What?
He got a lifetime pass to Disney.
What?
Yeah.
That, all right. I know where my next suicide attempt's going to be.
You won't fail at a suicide.
Well, maybe on purpose, if I do it, give me lifetime.
Well, but that'll be the one time you won't.
Yeah, the one time I wouldn't fuck it up. Yeah. I'm going to do a fake suicide attempt. Eat cyanide. Oh, damn. Fuck. Blah. Yeah, that wouldn't work. I don't think that would work.
But you have to do it on Disney property.
Yeah, you have to do it on Disney property, or else the mouse has to be watching. If the mouse is... The mouse... is all powerful.
You know,
the mouse can do many things.
With this entire fandom knowing I work for Disney come Monday, I won't have a job.
Don't tell them that.
I'm going to walk in there and they're going to, I'm good with
that. They're going to be looking at
you. Hand your badge, please.
Bitch, yeah. We don't think you're the proper material.
So, I don't work for Disney. I work for Universal Studios.
Yeah. He's a Universal guy.
I'm King Kong.
Yeah, the 3D one.
The 3D one.
See? You see how he does that? You are nuts. I love you. Well.
Oh, my God.
Holy God. It's time for the news. Okay. Biometrics R&D firm Global Rainmakers Incorporated, GRI, announced today that it is rolling out its iris scanning technology to create what it calls the most secure city in the world. In a partnership with Leon, one of the largest cities in Mexico with a population of more than 1 million, GRI will fill the city with eye scanners that will help law enforcement revolutionize the way we live, not to mention marketers. In the future, quote, Whether it's entering your home, opening your car, entering your workspace, getting pharmacy prescriptions refilled, or having your medical records pulled up, everything will come up. That unique key that is your iris, says Jeff Carter, CDO of Global Rainmakers. Every person, place, and thing on this planet will be connected within the next 10 years, he says. To implement the system, the city is creating a database of irises. Criminals will automatically be enrolled, their irises scanned once convicted. Law-abiding citizens will have the option to opt in. For such a Big Brother-esque system, why would any law-abiding resident ever volunteer to scan their irises into a public database and sacrifice their privacy? Well, GRI has a warning for those thinking of opting out. They say, when you get masses of people who are opting in, opting out does not help. Opting out actually puts more of a flag on you than just being part of the system. We believe everyone will opt in. According to Carter, eye scanners will soon be so cost-effective, between $50 and $100 each, that in the not-too-distant future, they'll have billions and billions of sensors, quote-unquote, across the globe. Now,
I want to harvest eyes right now.
Yes,
everyone,
we need to harvest some eyes.
Watch this. Please send me your left eye.
Yes, send us your left eye so that we can get away with all kinds of shit.
Now, we don't stab it and pull it out.
No, don't damage the eye.
You have to go in from the corners. And pull
pop
it out.
If you push in, it kind of pops out. And though you may be tempted to nom the jelly that comes out with it, for it is luscious, please don't do that because we'll need that too.
Right.
We will need that along with the DNA.
We need the DNA, everything.
So please don't do that. Yeah.
Make sure you put it on ice. Make sure you get it to us.
Yes. Yes. So it doesn't rot. We don't want some rotten egg smelling eyeballs coming.
Because I see this going everywhere.
You know, I have to wonder. Okay, here's a question for you, because this is a big question that everybody, of course, is asking. You know, some people are on the side of, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, then what have you got to be worried about? Personally, I think those people can fuck off. There is a limit. I don't plan on doing anything wrong, but that doesn't mean I want the government to fucking know when I walk into a sex shop and buy a fucking dildo. I don't think they need to know that shit. Even whether you're guilty or not, I mean, everybody should have some right to privacy. Now, the criminals, maybe, you know, maybe I could see them automatically doing it with criminals, but I still have a problem with that, because if you have, quote-unquote, paid your debt to society when you get out, why are they still following you around?
I can understand for criminals where they need to follow, like sex offenders and things like that.
Yeah, that's true.
I can understand that. But I agree with you in the fact that I don't like people to know where I'm going.
No.
I mean, you of all people should know. No. I will walk out and go somewhere, and he'd be like, where are you going? Somewhere you're not. And yeah. I will get in my car and drive off.
Sometimes. He'll come back. Where were you? Somewhere you wouldn't.
And that's me.
But sometimes we're all like that. I mean, it's not that I'm trying to hide where I'm going,
right.
But I don't want every motherfucker in the world knowing where the fuck I am at all times. I mean, especially the government.
Right.
Because, and the reason why is because, you know, if we're going to trust law in the hands of somebody that's going to track everybody, that trust has to be well-founded. And right now, the government, they're fucking that all up.
And you know what's funny?
Cops could just decide that they don't like you, and then they can follow your ass around.
They already do that with this.
They already do it with cell phones. We know that.
They already do that with this.
Now, in a world where, in a perfect world where cops were always just, they were there to protect and serve, and yes, ma'am, I'm here to protect, that would be fine. But this is a world where cops don't do that. This is a world where cops go out, and they beat up old people, and they fuck up minorities, and they do all kinds of crazy things. And why is there a big fucking...
There is a lizard!
There's a huge fucking animal on the floor of our studio.
There's a lizard in our studio!
Well, Christ. I want to pick him up.
Go get him.
And put him on camp. You go get him. Go get him. Man, if he runs over here, don't crawl off my leg, bitch.
Big ass lizard.
Look at this. No, he's gone. Oh, that's a big ass lizard. Look at him. Here, bring him over here.
Wait.
There you go.
Wait, where you going, bitch?
Don't get him by the tail. It'll break off. Oh, let him go. God damn! That lizard, no shit! There's a fucking lizard this fucking long crawling towards... You know what? He's just enjoying the show. This is one of our... We had another audience member. We didn't even know how.
And he literally... Because I watched him come out from over there.
I
was like, is that really moving?
That was a big goddamn lizard. That was awesome. You know, he kind of made us white queen, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did. That was the awesomest White Queen ever. White Queen, moving on. We got our list. Let's see. Next.
That's a first.
Yeah. I've been here all day. Nothing like that shit happened.
Maybe he'll come back out.
Maybe he will. Maybe if we don't bother him, he'll come out and just hang out with us.
Yeah.
He's a lizard. He won't hurt us.
I got him, but then
You got him. Yeah, I hope you didn't scare him, didn't I?
No, he...
He might come back.
But let's keep...
Anyway. This is a follow-up, by the way, to a story we did a little while back. A pastor... Remember the pastor who didn't like the idea of the demons?
Wait.
The high school demons.
Yeah, high school demons.
Pastor who wants to get rid of the demons mascot at Warner Robins High School was arrested while picketing in front of the school on the first day of school Monday. Donald Crosby, pastor at God Kingdom's Builder Church of Jesus Christ in Mackin, was charged with disorderly conduct and picketing without a permit. Both misdemeanors. After he refused to comply with the officer's request to leave, said Tabitha Pugh, public information officer to Warner Robins Police. The group did not have a permit to picket, which is required by city ordinance, Pugh said. Crosby was told this, and officers offered to help him with the process of obtaining a permit, but Crosby declined and said he would not leave, Pugh said. Crosby was arrested, and the rest of the group disbanded without incident. Crosby has been circulating petitions to have the mascot removed, he said, because demons represent evil, and the mascot gives evil a good face. And now I got even more follow-up, because I didn't have a chance to put in the show. He got out on bail. And then he went and picketed again and got arrested again yesterday. Not because he had the permit this time, but because he was standing right across from the street with bullhorns disrupting school.
Yes,
he was
right.
Disrupting school. They arrested his ass again. And I'm wanting to think, you know, this guy is talking about, you know, bad influences on kids.
Yeah.
These demons, the demon mascot.
The demons.
They're winning. They're winning football games in the name of the demons. But this guy, apparently a good Christian, is just showing him how to get his ass thrown in jail. All the time, that's all I say. Here's how to go to jail, kids. I'm a Christian. Here's how to win football, kids. I'm a demon. What do you think they're going to go, you know? That's a little weird.
Huh. I did not know. I He's in there. He'll be looking for the lizard.
Man.
He'll be back out. He was a big...
That was a big goddamn lizard. I mean, that was like a bitch of a lizard. Anyway. You don't have any...
I want to name him Humphrey.
Who? The demon? The lizard.
The lizard.
It goes back. We read a new story. It goes back to the lizard is the story of the day.
This thing. Well, you said everything I thought about. He's basically being. He's turning Christianity into something where I wouldn't want to do it.
No.
I'm gonna go out and pick it in the name of Christianity.
This is wrong. Holy fuck. Go do this. Jesus. Go to jail. Get ass raped. Get out on bond. Get to jail. No permits. Arrested again. Go to jail. Look at me, kids. Good representative. Christian man. This is yes. They need to get the cheerleaders out there to cheer this man on. Back to jail. Back. Your mama says you convict, yo. That would be awesome.
I'm out of whatever's in my Mickey Mouse.
I got beer. A little bit more beer over here. You want a beer? We got. Oh, never mind.
No, we're pouring here.
A beer Zayla.
A beer Zayla?
Detroit. It's kind of what it sounds like when you puke, you know? It's like a puke Zayla. Oops. I'm not going to do that because I will wind up somewhere I ain't supposed to be. Detroit, don't you do it. Detroit. A Michigan man credited his dog with saving his life by chewing off his diseased big toe as he lay passed out in a drunken stupor.
Read that first line one more time.
A Michigan man credited his dog with saving his life by chewing off his diseased big toe as he lay passed out in a drunken stoop. Jerry Duthette, 48, woke up on a Saturday night late in July in his Rockford, Michigan home to find his Jack Russell Terrier, Kiko, had gnawed off his right big toe. The dog always lays with me on the bed, says Douchette. I'm going to call him that. That night, I woke up and looked down at my foot, and it was wet. When I looked in it, it was blood, and there was the dog looking at me with a blood mustache. Douchette's wife, Rosie, rushed into the hospital where doctors found he was suffering from diabetes type 2. His toe was badly infected, and surgeons amputated the remainder of the digit. The moral of the story is, quote, that the dog saved my life because otherwise I would have never gone to see a doctor, he said. The couple said they were amazed that Kiko appeared to know Douchette had an infection and that he needed treatment. You know, that's my... Oh my
everyone.
God! Jim is... Oh, he's down. Is he down? Why don't I have the Jibba cam? I think he's down. Jibba's down. Oh, he's so down. He can't get to the Jibba. He's down. Jibba's down. You know, I had something similar happen to me once. I did. One time when I was in Detroit, this guy, this crazy-looking wild man, came up and he stabbed me, trying to steal my wallet. And if he hadn't stabbed me, I would have never gone to the hospital and found out that I had a heart condition. I credit my life to this bum. And you know what? He also stole my cell phone, which could have very well exploded in my face. I am mystified how this bum knew that I had a heart condition when he came up and stabbed me. I don't know. He's a saint. He's a fucking saint. Yes. Do you have any comment at all on this, or is this?
That should have been on the corner.
But he didn't die, and it was too funny to leave out so much. We had to have the whole story. Come on.
The dog was eating his rotten flesh because he was probably hungry because they didn't feed him.
And they credit him with saving. The dog chewed off my toe. Without that, I would have never gone to the hospital and found out I have diabetes. Good dog. Good puppy.
And the dog, see?
Rotting. Give me another toe.
Another meat.
Yeah, I want more toe. Your dick next. That's what I want.
Is it? Yeah, diabetes. It might end up to that point.
The dog is like, please let his face rot. Please let his face rot. Please let his face rot. He's going to, when he's sleeping, just going to. Thank God the dog not off my face, or I would have never gone to the hospital and found out that I had a fucking, you know, AIDS. Yeah, who knows? It just. That's fucking amazing. That's. Well, that's basically what they're saying.
No, I know, but it.
You know, something, anything. God.
That's four drinks if I walk off.
Yeah, by the way, which if he gets up and goes away.
That's four drinks.
You got to drink the rest of whatever the hell you got. Let's see. Finally, we're going to do one more story here before we go into the gore news. North Carolina. Tuesday was anything but a routine day for Deputy Brandon Jenkins, who spent 3 hours in his patrol car after nearly 50,000 bees decided to park on it. Bees! The Wake County officers responded around 9:40 a.m. to a call of a person possibly being attacked by the bees. He found a disabled truck on U.S. 64 a few miles east of Raleigh, North Carolina. Behind it was a trailer holding 60 boxes of bees. That's when Jenkins 31 pulled up 50 yards behind this Dodge Charger. By then, the day was beginning to warm. The bees were hot and bothered, said Charles Heatherly, one of the two beekeepers who later swarmed to Jenkins' assistance. Ah, I get it, swarmed. It was not clear how the bees got away from the truck, but a lid from one of the boxes seen on the side of the road. Jennifer Keller, who was assisted at Heatherly, said the leftover bees were likely drawn to the light color of the Dodge. The insects spent the next 3 hours crawling over the vehicle, especially on the trunk and side panels.
I was watching it there. Yeah, I've never seen that clip, but I was watching it.
Yeah.
I was like,
Bees.
Bees.
Okay. Yes, some bees can happen sometimes, and it's no fun when they do, by God. You know what? That's... We're done with that.
Oh!
Got it again! You know what time it is?
No.
Do you realize?
No, I'm done. There's no more. I'm done.
Okay, I'm going to actually... going to take a drink here because I'm going to need it.
I quit. I can't do this anymore.
All right. In California. Oh, sorry. Don't look behind you.
It's car news.
Blah, blah. In California, a woman drove her car to the end of a pier when she realized she was lost. So she called her daughter to get directions. When the daughter told the woman to continue forward until she got on the highway, she drove off the pier and drowned until she was dead. Continue forward. Apparently, I read the whole story. The cell phone continued to operate while the car filled up with water. And, I'm sure a traumatic event. But then again, you know, at least some part of that daughter's psyche must have realized that this was good for natural selection at this point. So, real show. All right, Jibba, you gonna make it?
No.
Also in California.
Leave me alone.
Another one in California. 8 avid fans of an off-road truck race who were trying to get the closest look at the action they possibly could did not intend to actually being able to check the belt timing of one of the trucks with their face. Nevertheless, a slight miscalculation by a driver caused him to plow over all 8 of them until they were engine food and dead. I actually saw the videos of this on CNN. Just, they were standing practically in the damn road. Truck. Mew. He came around. He was like around the corner. And then went. Boom. And they were dead. And that's what happened. Also, another one in California. Jesus, we're just winning the Gore Award today. A 32-year-old man died at a rock concert when he decided to do a stage dive, and the crowd said, fuck that, and got out of the way. Apparently, the crowd had no intentions of actually catching this guy and just let him splatter on the ground. I'm happy to say, ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll is still alive and well. Yeah! Yeah!
I've always wanted to see somebody do that.
Well,
you see it in movies. I want to see it in real life.
San Francisco. Just up north. Just in the Bay, man. We were so close. You're going to make it, honey. Sweetie, going to make it. You're going to do okay.
Shut up.
You're going to be fine.
Don't talk to me.
In Atlanta, you got to do the Atlanta.
Oh.
In Atlanta. Atlanta. Police on a drug raid burst into a suspected crossing.
Picked up a dragon that jumped off the
stairs. What?
Picked up a dragon that jumped off the stairs.
Oh, God. For those of you who are too young to remember Tumbles the Stair Dragon, we'll never forget. It's just like 9/11. He was kind of our 9/11, except a lot funnier. He's our 9/11, except with stairs. It was seven stairs.
Sorry, I heard.
And a lot of wham.
It was
so much fun.
But in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Police on a drug raid burst into a suspected crack house and proceeded to pump 32 rounds into a suspect they said was taking a threatening action. The suspect turned out to be a random 90-year-old lady who was just watching Jeopardy. She was splattered across her doilies until she was dead. Yeah, I'll take overzealous police fuck-ups for $1,000, Alex. Jesus Christ, man!
What woman? This woman was sitting and watching Jeopardy.
Yeah.
When she was... What is Martha Garber Gumashia?
Bang, bang, bang!
Yeah, it's at this point, it just seems like somebody needs to just step out in front of all the police departments in the world and just go, okay, whoa, calm down a minute, let's talk about some shit, whoa,
they gotta do that,
stop, just a second, whoa, no more shooting 92-year-old ladies, please.
Didn't we have one a couple of weeks ago where she made a movement that made it seem...
No, she was in bed.
Yeah, she was in bed and she made it.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. Woman in bed, confined to her bed, sick in bed, old lady. What does she, like, roll around in a threatening gesture or something?
Yeah, she made a threatening pose and they shot.
They started beating on her. This world, man, I tell you.
If you make it to 92, you expect police officers to bust in and do something to you.
Yeah, and you never know. It can happen to anybody. In New Zealand, an abusive father decided that a good way to punish his daughter for seeing a boy he didn't like was to shoot her with a gun a lot. And then stuff her in a freezer until she suffocated until she was ugly and dead. Well, she'll never do that again, will she? That'll learn her. Yeah, he just...
I like the shooting part, but the freezing part?
Yeah, he shot her, apparently, I read the whole story. Shot her, he didn't want to kill her with a gun, he just wanted to punish her. So he shot, like, up her legs and kneecaps and shit. He's just like, bap! Now, you gonna see him again? Bap! Bap, 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 bap! By the way, bap, bap, bap! Oh, you think that's funny? Get in the freezer, bitch. I mean, that's what happened. It's just... Some people, I don't get it.
Oh, I love white people.
Hey, we don't know. We don't know those motherfuckers are white. We don't know that.
I guarantee you that show was white. I can listen to the news and tell you if it's white news or black news. One motherfucker shot up a high school. White.
Well,
one
yes.
Motherfucker shot up a grocery store. Black. One motherfucker
shot up a McDonald's. Black.
What?
Motherfucker shot up his office. White. Every you got
that's something. A white
yeah.
Story.
You think so? You think that could be? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You may be right. Yep, yeah, you're right.
That's a white
motherfucker
story.
Crashed a plane into a building, Middle Eastern. Ha ha ha.
If you don't have the hair, I would say this though, he's white.
Middle Eastern isn't white.
Yeah, if you don't have the hair like this that curls up in a knot, you white. If you ain't black,
oh,
you white.
On, come on now.
If you ain't black, you white.
You're saying Chinese people are white.
Exactly.
You okay, so everybody's white but you.
If you ain't black, you white.
I think you're full of shit.
I am full of shit. I've been holding it this whole show.
Oh, my gosh. Finally, in India, a farmer who was making a call on his Nokia cell phone was quite irritated when the phone exploded violently enough to remove half of his face until he was dead. He wrote a strongly worded letter to Nokia saying, they found pieces of his head and a phone near some cows on his farm. For some reason, they don't know why, phones are not, the phones here aren't exploding. The phones in India and North Korea are exploding.
Because they have too many fucking people. There are too many people on the fucking phone. They can't handle it. Too many fucking people. There's no reason why 70 billion million people need to have a phone and be talking on it. Shit.
But just in India. See, you flip the phone open, the cell phone looks around, it's like, fuck this place.
Boom! Too many fucking people. Fuck that shit. India, if you're in India and you're in North Korea, stop procreating. We don't need any more people on this earth. Stop talking on cell phones. Actually, no, talk on cell phones. Maybe they'll blow your face off too. Talk, blah, blah, blah.
Oh my God. Oh Lord. We got to take off for a break pretty soon. By the way, just to let you know, we love your white queens.
Yes, 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 we love them.
And we will see you back on the other end of the break. Take care.
Hello again, all you lovely gamers out there. It's another week, and I'm Witchy Bunny with my top frags for this week. Now, how many times do I really have to say to be aware of your surroundings when sniping? This is fucking pathetic.
But St. Peter said I wasn't late.
Hey, what's that? It sounds suspiciously like some guy on the enemy team streaked around to lie down behind me, brought up his roster, found my name, brought up the menu, took a picture of himself lying behind me, and is typing out behind you with correct spelling, I might add, and is sending it to me while I stay here, scoped in and oblivious to everything going on around me. How odd.
I'll believe them when my eyes align.
Well, that can't be it. I mean, this is Witchy Bunny's top frag. She's done this already. She wouldn't repeat the same clip again. And after how often does that happen? Oh, dear God! And the ultimate insult, being teabagged afterwards. Tragic. Here's a kick-ass sniper shot from our own Griffin. No simul fail here, folks. Just some good old-fashioned win.
Holy shit.
I don't know about you, but I want to look at that one again.
Ludicrous kill.
I don't know why the Halo Streets Department won't do something about the casualties on this map. I mean, players are getting splattered left and right here. Look at this.
Last night at the bar, I learned to fly. Only backwards, though I don't know why. Although I have.
Won't someone please think of the grunts? Children. In this clip, this pyro reflects rockets from a level 3 sentry at his opponent. That's right, I said a level 3 sentry. I have no words. Just watch it again. Pyro go boom! Finally, we have our last clip of the day from a submitter where Jihad corners real rocket. This one is best experience rather than explained.
Thank you.
Please clap, Joe.
Joe. Boom!
That's it for this week. If you want to contribute, you know the email address by now, witchybunny@gmail.com. Thanks a lot to those who contributed, Schultz, T. Griffin, Joe, and Pegla. Special thanks, as always, to Matthew Evil for use of his music and to Ranty Griffin Studios. Also, thanks to the 2 Cents audience. See you guys next week.
Well, welcome back to the show. Thank you for being here. We always love to have you here on the 2 Cents Show.
Yes, we do.
You know, there's one thing that you're going to be missing tonight. Would you like to know? You got to play the
instrument. I really don't know.
There's one thing.
I really don't know.
No, we got to do it right. It's got to be like infomercial.
Okay.
You know, there's one thing tonight that we're going to be missing from the show. Did you know that?
No, what's that?
It's true.
What is it?
Well, we're not going to be having an Elrond drawing online tonight.
What?
That's true.
Why is that?
I will tell you why. Because Elrond is right here in the studio with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's our first special guest ever that we have ever had at the 2 Cents Show.
Woo!
It's really, oh my God! Yay! Elrond is
here
this
weekend.
Hello,
everybody.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Go ahead.
Very
and ask.
Exciting.
Go ahead and go ask her. Go ahead.
I have a question.
Yes, Jibba, darling.
You have gears.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, what the hell is...
Yes, and it did hurt. Careful, it's still got some grease on it.
I have one of Elrond's gear. You want that back? You should probably have that. You might need that for something.
Can I have that to put on my wall?
We need to hang that somewhere in the Tucson Studios.
I'll sign up for it if you want.
Oh, God.
Now, the other ladies out there don't have to do it.
You know, that is the most interesting gift I think I've ever come along. I've never received a gear from a woman. Is it? Let me see if it's. Is it? Oh, it's not even lubed either.
Oh my God! I can't believe you.
Did you know me?
Can we have this gear? Or do you want this gear?
I got more. I have more where that came
from.
You're
gonna mess this show up. Why? Why? You just came in and messed the show up. Oh my God. We have a gear.
I didn't ask to be honest, and I just want to draw you a cover live right there in the studio.
Gear right there. There's the gear. Oh my God.
Wait. I'm gonna wear the gear.
You know, Jibba, that's kind of straight.
Oh my God.
Wait!
Oh, God! God! Oh, my God. Well, you know Elrond.
Yes.
We were, Hi!
Hi!
We were actually hoping that you could help us answer those letters today, but I don't know if there's going to be time for it now because I don't know if I can read anything at this point.
Oh, Jim.
No! No! What's wrong with you, man? Oh, my God. This is... Yo, all the people playing the at-home drinking Jibba game... We're going to issue a disclaimer. If you die tonight, it's not our fault. Oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, my God, you got him. You destroyed Jibba.
Oh, good God. I think he's destroying me.
You know what?
Guys, if you're listening...
There we go. We'll put... Yeah, right there. go to camera 3, would you, Ben? Woo! Yeah, no, I'm sorry. The one with all of us. Make that your new camera 1 so we can see all of us, okay?
Oh, my
gotcha.
God!
Are you going to turn on Elrond's camera?
Elrond's camera is on, isn't it? Go to Elrond. Oh, it's not.
Oh. I'm black.
All right, well, go to whatever so we can see us all.
Suddenly black.
So, Elrond, what made you pull out a gear to bring it to the show tonight?
Well, the long story is that years ago, back when you guys were in Michigan, I think the only time 2 Cents ever had a female co-host, like the first words out of 2's mouth were, "How are the gears?" And she laughed and it was funny. And because I am so egotistical, I love to one-up people. And I ride bicycles. That is an honest-to-God biking gear that
no,
I...
No, it's not. You're lying. That came out of your country.
That came out of you.
That came out
if
of
you
your
wanna
country.
If you want to think that.
You ripped it out, and you shined the shit with some Earl Shine, and you brought the shit on this show.
Sweetie, it's called
For
stick
all
polishing.
The gay people out there, this is what you stick your dick into if you're straight.
This is why you don't rape women.
But yes, because see this edge right here? Look at the edge.
There's some goo on there.
Yeah, see the edge right here? Because then your dick will go,
and I start laughing.
And then the baby will come out. But when the baby comes out, see, it turns the other way. They just crank
the gears out. Help the babies come
yes,
out.
Exactly.
Yeah, it pours
yeah.
the baby
yeah.
out.
It's bad for you.
Oh,
bad
my God.
For
I
you.
Can't, I cannot believe you.
That's awesome.
Believe it.
Well, we're hoping that you'll help us with the Dear Two letters today.
I'd be happy to.
And, oops. It's a real
double.
Gear now, yeah.
That's a real gear now?
But first, we have a top 10 list for y'all. We thought you might enjoy. We're going to go this is the top 10. Can you see the monitor, Jimmy? Because you'll need
to. I can kind of see it, yeah.
The top 10 most awesome emo kids ever. Okay?
Okay.
And we got number 10 right here. This is a fairly awesome emo kid there. I mean, you can tell he's like, you know, it's like, I'm with my family. I don't want family.
Well, he just looks sad.
He's angry to be
dead.
Sitting next to a toddler.
Yes, he's just pissed off. I mean, he's
sad.
Well, it's emo.
Yeah.
Exactly. It looks sad, you know. The eye makeup is one thing, you know, so, yeah. Then we got emo kid number 9. Now, I don't know. I can't tell if that's a guy or a girl. I honestly can't. But whoever it is, that's some crazy shit. Now we got number 8. That's we got triplets. We got three emo kids.
Conglomerate emo.
Yeah,
Eglomerate.
I guess. Emomerate.
Emomerate.
Of yes, that's what they should be called. Not flocks, but emomerates.
Emomerates of goth.
Yes, of emos. And I think what's number 7 next.
Oof.
Give me
he just looks. I would not like to run into him in a dark alley.
Someone pissed in his Cheerios every day. Every single day. You can just tell. What we got for number 6? This.
You know what?
I love the barrette.
The barrette?
The flower.
Well, because it's bright yellow and then there's bright green and bright pink and.
Yeah, I know.
But,
it's like.
But somehow it's
he's
emo.
Like, emo, but no!
But no, like, but emo, but no!
Emo, but with a touch of flower.
With a touch of flower. I'm emo with a touch of gay.
What's number. Is number 5 next?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Complete with gang sign, mind you.
Westside?
Westside!
What?
No, wait.
Wiener Schnitzel?
Westside?
No. With him, it's like.
Westside. I don't care. What's sorry?
What kills it for me is it is a self-portrait.
Yeah,
probably
he's got the
in a mirror.
And the gang sign.
What gets me is his finger on his
what,
right on his right arm is
pinkies
like pointing out. He point. You well, can't be a West Side gang member if your pinky is pointing out. You damn
well,
faggot.
Okay, you can't be a West Side gang member if your fingers are the size of hot dogs either. Look at that
finger rolls.
How would you like him to go knuckle deep in your ass? No.
Watch out for my
is it number 4
rolls?
Next?
Number 4.
Now. That I hope that's not a furry somewhere.
I am not going on that.
I really hope that ain't a furry somewhere because that's just. It could be, you know.
You know.
I want to see the one on the right jump up and down. Think of the bounce.
Yeah.
He wouldn't go.
Oh, God. Okay, who's number 3? He looks like just. He looks like he's been pepper sprayed. I'm sad that I'm pepper sprayed. What? And of course, he ate a Claymore mine at some point as well. So, yeah. I don't. The funny thing is, he's got the prettiest eyes.
He has pretty eyes.
He has really pretty eyes.
I will give him that. He has pretty eyes.
Yeah. Now, you're going to love number 2. Look at number 2.
This is why I didn't go to school.
That is it. Look at it. That's a school photograph. That's a school picture.
I don't know what they do to kids in there, but.
I don't know, but that needs to.
What is that under his lip?
A chin? No,
that is not a chin.
That's a chin.
It's a tumor.
That's what it looks like.
It's a tumor. And finally, the number 1 most awesome emo kid.
With a hula hoop.
Play with hula hoop. And a Slipknot shirt.
Oh,
oh my God.
Slipknot.
I like Slipknot too, but yeah, that's just
complete with hula hoop. Look at his grin.
I know.
That's the I will eat your brain demo.
I'm having fun with this hula hoop.
Oh,
that, that is the look of an emo in pain.
Yeah,
because he's not
he's doing something outside.
Because he's doing something fun.
Well, we should move on at this point to the Dear Two letters. Or that's we're gonna probably have more top ten lists like that because those are just too much fun.
Gear.
Yes. Gear.
My gear. Anyway,
our first letter this season. Oh wait, it's Dear Two.
Letters.
See, she knows it. Where's number? Camera three, please.
Dude, I watched the show.
Bring out everybody.
Bring everybody, please. It's
hello.
No. The camera with
Hello.
I'm here. I swear.
Yes, please include Elrond in the show. All right, Dear Two. Oh, this is from Candle, by the way. Dear Two, I hope you can help. I'm a furry, and I have no interest in telling my parents about my sex life. I'm also gay, and while I was living at home, I made sure that I didn't leave man porn out for them to find. Furthermore, they're nosy. So while I was living there, I'd installed encryption on my computer to hide and lock away anything I didn't want them to see. I'm now out of their house and living with my husband. I only told my parents about him and us, respectively, after I was financially independent and stable. Because of this, I had no serious home problems, and I am enjoying my adult life thoroughly without deep emotional scars. What should I do, too? From Kendall. Well, you know, this is a...
Wait.
This is a pretty serious... No, this is a pretty serious problem.
I think that his husband needs more blowjobs.
Well, you know what? I think here's what you need to do. You need to run out immediately, because this is pretty serious. Run out immediately. Get one of those little bags of the little tiny umbrellas, right? Make yourself a mojito, stick the umbrella in it, and sit back and go, because you win.
And more blowjobs for the husband.
You get applause. Applause from us.
Golf applause.
At the, yes. Golf clap. Yes. The next one is from Toasty. Not toast.
Toasty?
But toasty. Oh, wait. You know what we forgot? We forgot Buns Holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Let's totally do that.
I was waiting for you.
Sorry, is your camera working? We're having all kinds of difficulties today.
Let me see if my camera works.
Oh, please let his camera do low battery.
No, it's not going to
work.
Okay, but I'm that was my fault. I'm seriously sorry. I skipped you, Bun. Please, go with your holidays.
Wait, don't go to you. Don't turn back to us. I'm all leaned back in my chair and
scratching his balls and shit.
Are you sure?
Fondling
maybe
gear.
They might want to see that.
No.
What's your holidays this time, Ben?
All right, well, today there really wasn't jack or shit. So for all you people in Detroit, the only thing to really be proud of, the Woodward Dream Cruise happened today. I look at it as the carnival of cars that haven't been stolen yet. Not much to say about that. If you were there, I hate you. If you weren't, you suck. Okay, the 22nd.
22nd, is tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow is going to be an Angel Day.
Fuck that.
Does that
fart to that?
Holier than thou? You know what? Fuck those angels.
What are you supposed to do?
You're supposed to be kind to somebody in need, I think.
I need
or go to church.
$10,000 tomorrow.
Yeah, same here.
So be kind.
Come on, jump in on this with us, Elrond. Do you need $10,000?
Do you need $10,000?
$10 million.
Be
kind to someone in need.
That's right.
I need it.
Bunny is
gears
very,
don't
very
come cheap.
Low.
I need polish.
What's
on Elrond's needs?
What else we got?
All right. Let's see. This one's for you, Bird. The 23rd is going to be Ride the Wind Day.
I can do that.
Yeah,
give me some beans. I can ride. I hovercraft my ass around.
Give him beans and come to my show next year.
No.
It goes by many names. Bird Day, Aviation Day, basically. Go out and fly.
Oh, hopefully that's good for birds.
You have wings.
Okay.
That's cool. I like
that. Oh, wait, you can only go out and fly if you have wings?
Well, I mean, some way of flying. You can try.
I can't just go off and randomly jump off a cliff tomorrow. You could.
You could.
But I wouldn't recommend it unless we want a little agent splat.
Hey, if people want to, like, completely Darwin their way out, send me the video. I'll laugh at that shit.
I got confused. I thought, like, tomorrow we'd all have, like, magical Peter Pan flying powers, so I'm disappointed now.
What's the next one?
All right. This one, honestly, got to pay tribute to Waffles. It's another...
Waffle Day?
Yeah.
Really?
My cousin, I can actually celebrate that.
Yeah, I can too.
Yum.
My cousin, I'm from a big family of breakfast bunnies.
I'd eat you for breakfast.
Hey!
Like a great breakfast to me.
Breakfast bunnies are cute and not for eating.
Hey, I've got a gear over here.
I got a gear over here.
I'll grind you up with me.
You said breakfast bunnies.
That's right.
Breakfast means eating, and bunnies are for eating.
No,
breakfast
we're mascots.
That's right. Breakfast bunnies with syrup.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
What if you just...
Caramelized onions? Oh. Anyway, next one.
All right. Next one, the 25th, is it's Secondhand Wardrobe Day.
Well, you should have a good hand on that.
The shit I'm wearing is brand new. Thank you, Elron.
Actually, it is. Actually, it is. You got a brand new shirt now.
Jib's broke.
Yes. Next one.
All right. National Dog Day. For the furries, we'll call it National Canid Day.
Dogs?
Celebrate puppy.
No. Let's not include the wolves and the foxes. No, if it's a dog day, let's make it dog day.
Yeah. Are you discriminating?
Yes. Let the dogs be special. Let them have their day where they can stand out from the wolves, right?
Stand out from the wolves and eat the toes off their masters.
Yes. When they have fucking diabetes and save their lives.
I am not prejudiced. Y'all have four legs and a brain the size of a tit. So
my tits are pretty big. So I mean,
your ego's writing checks. Your body can't cash.
Speaking as the owner of two sizable
tits, y'all are real special.
Next one. What's next?
All right. This is going to be the 27th, and my God, this couldn't have been a better setup. It's National Petroleum Day.
Whoa. BP, hey.
Oil and Gas Appreciation Day.
Does this mean we get
to set
things
on
fire?
Yeah, let's go down to the Gulf and appreciate all that oil and gas.
The world ends because a big old hurricane's going to flow through.
Yep.
Well, you see, there's a second holiday happening on the 27th.
Okay.
It's called Global Forgiveness Day.
Perfect. Global Forgiveness and Global Oil Appreciation Day. Wow.
Well,
my God.
When
did you get that off of BP's website, Bunny?
That's amazing. Oh, wow. That's just terrible.
Well,
is that it?
That's it. That's all I got today.
Well, thank you very much, Toast, for your holidays.
Thanks for remembering.
Sorry about that, by the way.
Well, you remember it. It doesn't matter when you do it.
I did remember. Oh, my goodness. Well, and the only reason I remembered is because the next mail was from Toasty.
No.
So I was like, Toasty, not Toast. Oh, wait. Next letter from Toasty. Dear Two, what is your honest opinion or feeling in regard to the roaring hatred towards this thing called Twilight? I mean, everyone is throwing a bitch fit about fictional couple, vampire and human. I've heard countless and petty reasons from many people, both online and off. The more popular thing to hate Twilight over is the whole sparkling scene. Lots of diehard vampire fans consider that non-vampiric blah and go off blabbering about how there's no tomorrow. This Twilight thing is easily the biggest hate plague I've ever seen in my whole life. Where were these types of people when something fishy or something crooked was going on around these things that mattered and have an effect on the way of living? Take care, like always, from Toast. You know, I think actually Jibba has something to say about this. Just go ahead and zoom in on Jibba because I've got a flashlight over here. Okay, I'm going to shine the flashlight on you there. Okay, there you go. There it is.
Stake it. Stake.
Oh my God, your sparklies are escaping, dude.
Oh, no.
I have something to say about Twilight.
Because now be careful, because I got... Okay, go ahead.
I'm actually... Fantasy is my calling. Furries is fantasy, that sort of thing. So yeah. I know a little bit about vampires, and I am one of those people who are fine with it. Until Eddie jumps out into the sun and starts being emo and sparkling at the same time.
Okay, you know what the problem is? Is that every great character has got to have a great flaw. And throughout the centuries, vampires have had some really good benefits and some really terrible flaws. They blow up. Now, when you take away those flaws, you're taking away the character. However, and I have to say this, any furries out there who are hating on Twilight fans, you need to look at yourself. For a minute. If you're going to sit there and hate on the fans on something because you don't understand the attraction behind it, what do you think the rest of the world feels towards us? Okay? That's all I got to say about that. But yeah, I personally think it's pretty stupid. I don't watch the shit. I think it's dumb. But I'm not going to hate on the fans.
Exactly.
Don't hate on the fans.
I gave it a fair shot. I watched the first movie.
I didn't even do that.
And I didn't like it. So, I don't like Twilight. If whatever blows your skirt up.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Whatever blows your skirt up.
I've liked some bad movies.
I mean,
and that's cool.
We all are the same way, just like you said. Who are we to tell somebody who they can and can't like and then hate them for it? Yeah.
Who is a furry to hate a fandom of another unpopular, you know, and actually they're more popular. There are more Twilight fans out there than there are furries.
And then when we go to conventions and we have people with 10,000 dicks coming out of every orifice fucking everything on God's green earth, and but yet we're like,
Jibba,
well, you gotta accept it!
Yeah, you gotta accept our shit.
Jibba, the dicks don't sparkle.
It says, well, they do
they
sometimes.
Sometimes.
They do.
Only when they get ready to
boom. Well, they get ready to boom.
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 Right.
Sign them by some gears.
This gear is all over this crazy.
This is turning some witchy chicky shit right here. O'Hara, the next letter is from O'Hara the Dragon from Ohio. Sorry. Oh, God. Idaho.
Idaho.
I probably just pissed O'Hara off. I'm sorry about that. Tier 2, thanks to your show, I impressed my boss at work today. Thank you.
Oh!
Well, you are very welcome.
Yes.
Next letter. This letter is from Mr. Schlegelhaufen.
Oh.
And he says, Dear 2, being in a Catholic high school, I had to take a mandatory Catholic morality course. Needless to say, it was about as thought-inspiring as the movie Napoleon Dynamite. Oh, thank God for you for making that reference. The only thing that ever caught me off guard in the class was during our lecture about pornography when my teacher quoted one of his professors as having said the following. I am not against pornography because it shows, not because it shows too much, rather, I am against it because it shows too little. Her contention, as later explained, was that pornography didn't show the humanity in the people depicted in it, it only showed them as sex-crazed animals, quote-unquote. I just want to know if you thought this idea was as laughable as I do. Curiously, yours. And he says, P.S. Ow.
Ow.
You know, I don't know why you find this particularly hilarious, but I find it hilarious because human beings are sex-crazed animals. That's what we are. That's our nature. That's why there are more of us on this planet than there are any fucking thing in the world except for bugs. That's why we're taking over, because we are all sex-crazed. I don't care what your Catholic nun says. I don't care what their little fucking thing says. Oh, my God. People are not sex-crazed animals. We are not sex-crazed. Fuck you. You want to get fucked, and you know it, you fucking nun. You want to get rammed right up the ass. Don't tell me you don't. I know you do. I'll do it for you. A little money. I'll do it. Don't tell me that people are not sex crazy animals, because that's all we are. That's all any animal is a sex crazy fucking animal, and we're included.
Can I say something?
Please.
That's why cell phones are exploding in the air.
Because too many. Because we are
fucking people.
We are sex crazed animals. What do you have a dissenting opinion, or what do you think?
No.
Next letter.
Gear.
Gear. No, with your gear. No, with your gear.
No. That's the O at the
no.
end.
With your gear.
Oh.
Oh. Ow. That's
The next one is from Tobias from Ohio. Tobias? Sorry, Tobias from Ohio. Dear Two Jibba and Toast! A few years ago, while I was still in college, I was listening to an old show, and I heard you read a few letters from furs at other culinary schools. Against the advice of others on chats and message boards warning me of trolls and griefers in this modern-day, real-life internet society, I put up a few flyers for Anthropomorphics Club. Now, do you think furs should err on the side of caution, or man up and take the chance and try to hunt down other furs on campus? Personally, I found a rather good fur friend doing so and got no hate mail or phone calls. That's from sincerely Tobias. You know,
Tobias.
You know, in this case, I think it depends on you. Now, honestly, I think Tobias probably got a little bit lucky, but fine. If you are not willing to, you know, go through the shit that a lot of furs get for being a fur, don't do it. But if, on the other hand, it matters more to you to find other furs, build a little group, and you're willing to take the shit that you might receive for this, might or might not, then do it. I mean, do it. Why not? Why wouldn't you? If you're willing to, you know...
It also depends on how you sell yourself. Like, if you're respectful and polite and you put up a rational front, and it's like... If you do that when you're looking for other furs, you're actually helping the fandom because you're sort of like, oh, they're cool people.
Well, I think...
They're not gonna...
I think one of the big things is that, you know, he said here that he put out flyers for an anthropomorphics club, not a furry club.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Now, that is something that... furries know what anthropomorphics are.
Yeah.
Almost nobody else knows.
As soon as you see that...
See, a furry will know when they see the word anthropomorphics. If a college student sees anthropomorphics, they're gonna think anthropology. What? They're not gonna know. So it's kind of a code word. But you know, that's what about you?
Well, for me, it's like, I mean, doing that type of thing is great. I could do that, and I'm sure two can do it.
I don't care. Yeah, I'd
and
fuck
the thing,
that.
You have to be strong in yourself because you don't know what you're gonna get into.
Yeah.
If doing something like that, you have to be strong in knowing that you can handle it and be able to handle this type of club. And still, and meet all sorts of people. Because I've had other clubs and things in college. You have to be strong yourself. Because you're going to get a lot of ridicule out of it. Especially if you put anthropomorphics and somebody looks
yeah,
like
yeah, that's true. That's true. You can get some shit for it, but if, you know, if you're sensitive, if you don't want that kind of attention, you don't want negativity, don't.
That's not for you.
Then don't do it. But on the other hand, if you're willing to take a bit of hate mail, a bit of harassment in order to find a few friends.
Yeah. Yep.
Didn't do it. Why not?
And be polite.
The next letter is from Sakura.
Sakura.
I play Xbox with him.
Sakura. What?
Oh, it is Sakura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear two, I live in the state of Hungry Trains, South Carolina. I think that was from that guy who got eaten by the train. And would do anything to see your show at the Comedy Store. Unfortunately, I live too far away to go. You really deserve your chance at something big, and this might be your break. My question is, when and if you make it to be popular in stand-up, will you forget about your original fan base? I say this because the same thing has happened to many rising celebrities. We want you to always remember us furries as the people who truly care for your work. Other than that, I wish the best for you and hope you have a packed show. Sincerely, Sakura. I need a close-up on me. I need you to go to me. Go. Yeah. We. Okay. Listen to me, okay? I want you to listen to me. I have spent... You want to make sure I don't forget about the furry fandom. I have spent the last 10 years of my life entertaining you fuckers. Now, if you think for 1 minute that I'm just going to go, oh, where'd that decade go? I have no fucking idea. You're insane! Of course I'm not going to forget about you guys. I'm not going to forget. I can't. There's no way I can actually forget about them. I've spent too much time entertaining. I mean, I've made too many friends. I've had too much of an audience. It's been too much. There's no way that I'm going to forget about my original fans. I can't do it.
Go to me.
Go ahead. Go to him.
Once you forget about you faggots, I'll be here.
Sh-
Shut up. Shut your face. You can't say that. You can't say that on TV. You can't.
We are on TV.
We are on TV. You can't say it.
What TV channel we on?
You can't say that shit. That you can't say that fucking shit on
I
TV.
Will be here.
No.
I will be here.
You'll abandon
I will
ass.
Be here.
Abandonment.
I'll be sitting here by myself.
Never trust
a
black
dark.
Man. Never
I will come
him.
Here with my shirt off.
No.
No, no. We can't do that. No. It'd be really dark.
Oh, God.
No, he won't forget.
I won't forget.
He's one of my best friends.
He'll hit me in the head
and
with a brick.
He won't forget.
Trust I'll keep
me.
Sending him fan art.
You know, see, we got about 10 minutes left. A little bit less. Next letter's from Omni. Dear Two.
Like the hotel?
I think so. Well, not spelled the same. But
oh, okay.
Dear
John Coffee does not spell the same.
In my personal studies of human biology, I've discovered that according to many scientists, all of humanity can be traced back to Africa. Since the oldest human fossils are found there. In other words, everyone is black to some degree. And by extension, everyone belongs to a single race on the planet, and thus racism is obsolete. It's science, bitches.
I love science.
Alphaly yours.
What I you think science. About that? I'm black. I'm a black man.
And you know what that means?
Means I'm a black man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When your dick is big.
What about her? Is she a black man? What happens when her dick is big? Well, it's never mind.
She chops up the dicks.
I forgot about
that. I cut the dicks down to size.
That's why everybody's white.
Yeah. Actually,
that's the reason why there's white people is because of women chopping them down with the dicks.
Gears.
Scientifically, he's actually right. People did start.
But as of right now, and that's one thing that everybody has to understand.
Yeah.
As of right now.
There is a difference.
There is a difference.
Yeah.
As of right now, things started in Africa.
The fact is, and this is a fact, people talk about my ancestors were this, my ancestors. The fact is that there is nobody on this planet who didn't have ancestors who were slaves, and there's nobody on this planet who didn't have ancestors who were slave owners. Everybody on this planet has done both at some point in the past. And yes, we did all come from Africa. That's a fact. You would think that people would think about that more often, but
yeah,
they don't. They're because they're morons. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck with the gear. Fuck them with the gear.
We're twins. Did you know that?
We are.
We're twins.
Let's see here.
And she's our long-lost cousin from five marriages ago. That...
Next letter is from Mocha Cheetah.
Ooh.
Dear Two, my friend is a Christian furry. While I myself see no contradiction with being a Christian and being a fur, in your last show, you and Jibba were discussing how Islam has made a ban on human and animal imagery. Got me thinking, since Christianity and Islam are quite similar, though many Christians would spit at that fact, and they would. And because
Islam
of your history and knowledge of Christianity, do you see as an oxymoron to be a Christian furry? You're quite atheistic fan. That's Mocha Cheetah. Okay. There's two ways to think of this, and I'm going to think it my way. Yes, there is a big goddamn... There's a disparagement there. And the reason why is because maybe... I don't know about everybody else, but this whole idea of, Christianity is just whatever I decided to be. I can ignore this and not that, and I'll follow this, but not that. Oh, the part where it says, don't be gay, I don't count that. No, if you're gonna call yourself a Christian, then you need to go by the letter of the fucking book. And by the letter of the fucking book, furries are fucked. Now, I don't generally believe in Christianity, I don't believe in Islam, I don't really believe in any religion, but... This whole idea of following a religion, but guess what? It's kind of how I just want it to be. That's where that comes down to that, and I don't buy into that. If I was a Christian, still, I would say no. Furries are going to hell. You probably have a different view.
You know I do.
I know.
Well, because you know I follow a bunch of different things. And I believe in a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like Christianity and furry, if you look at the Bible and you were a pastor, and you should know that the Bible has changed over the years.
Yeah, it has.
And it never said at the beginning. It never said don't be gay. What they interpret now is do not lie man with man. But the term back then
could mean
boy.
It could mean several things. Yeah, it could mean boy
it could
or
have
man.
Boy.
I have a question about that. The exact wording is like, "Thou shalt not lie with a man as you would with a woman."
Yes,
right.
But
back then.
But I have something to add for that. Man on man sex ain't nothing like man on woman sex.
If any man has ever stuck his dick in a woman's ass, it is exactly the same.
But that's not how you're supposed to do it.
You can do it however the hell you
right.
want to.
That's sex. But when it comes to the Bible...
But it's different.
When it comes to the Bible, back then, the term for man and boy were the same.
Yeah.
So...
We don't know exactly what it meant. It could have said,
do not lie with boy as with woman.
Either been saying, don't be gay or don't be a pedophile.
Right.
It could have been, but still, either way, you know, it's one of those things where I just don't believe religions should be compromised. If you're going to follow religion, then own up to it and follow the shit that you don't even like. Don't just say, well, I don't like this, so I'm going to change it. And just not believe that part. Christianity does that a lot. You've got to admit that.
Christianity does that a lot, yes.
I think I actually disagree with that. I think it's good. I think it's good. If you're Christian, to question your faith. And, you know, make sure that it's not forcing you to do something bad.
That right there is anti-Christian. You're not supposed to question your
faith.
Well,
I'm an atheist, so I get to say that.
But then I'm the only one on here. But I will say this. The only thing with being a Christian or with any other religion, do not be afraid to question it and be able to understand why things
change.
That's a good point. If your religion, if you're strong enough in your faith, and your God is strong enough to hold you to that faith, then why would you not want to question it? If your own religion, if your own beliefs are not strong enough to hold up to a few questions, how really strong are your beliefs?
And I think it's good to question it, because if you look at the history of Christianity, it has become a much more gentler religion. It used to be as militant as Islam. And they had an enlightenment, and I am waiting for the day when Islam gets its enlightenment.
You know, we're going to have to take off here in about 2 minutes, but did you have a picture?
I do actually have a picture. I'm going to have to put the mic on.
Just give it to me. Just open it up and give it to me. We're going to have to, we want to thank everybody for watching the show tonight. I probably won't be able to see it, but this is...
It was
the lizard! Elizabeth! Oh, look at this! Look at it! I don't know if you can... Here.
Back it up a little bit.
Back it up. Back it up. You can kind of see it.
Don't worry. We'll scan it. We'll show it to you.
It will be on FA later.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We hope you enjoyed the show very much. We will be back next week. After that, I'm going to be in Germany, so we'll skip a week.
I won't be here either, so.
So, yeah, well, we'll be gone. But next week, you got us. And we're very thankful for you guys tuning in tonight, and we had a lot of fun. Hope you did, too.
Does my Disney come?
It does. And thank you, by the way, Timothy Albee for Studios for the equipment that's on permanent loan.
Yes.
Thank you, Tugrick, for hosting the website.
Yes.
We're going to, thank you just everybody who's been involved with this thing so far, and especially to Zing for the artwork.
To Zing, yes.
We don't have her in there yet.
Go to Anthurium.
Yep, go to Anthurium. We will see you guys next week. Take care, and remember, broccoli soup, food, or broccoli,